All right, good afternoon, Desert Vista Tuesday Big Band. Eric Applegate here with you from the University of Northern Colorado. Looking forward to hearing your set. Got some great pieces on the agenda here. Yeah, great feel, beautiful sound in the trumpets. Good style. It'd be nice to have that that ride pattern on the hi-hat more locked into the actual triplet subdivision. Your skip beat is really close to the next beat. And out here, the bass is a little bit loud, and also the guitar. Freddie Green comping means, like, volume almost all the way off. It's just meant to be part of the texture, like, to blend in with the drums and the bass. Yeah, a lot of power in the winds. It's nice to hear. Need to work on the balance between the saxes and the rhythm section, but I think, you know, bringing the bass down and the guitar down would help that a lot. Yeah, and focus in on matching that hi-hat sound to the way it's recorded on the original recording. Use those recordings as your main source of material. All the information you need to know is on those recordings. And that's what's great about playing these actual pieces of music that great bands played. Yeah, but nice job with those rhythms. Still think the and of three. The and of three could lay back a little bit more. Doot-dot, doot-dot, dot. Doot-dot, dot. Yeah, yeah, doot-dot, dot. Really get it into the triplet subdivision. Yeah, nice job. Really enjoy the sound of the band, especially at the lower volume levels. When you get louder, just try to keep the sense of beautiful tone. Keep your tone under control. Just some balance things would really, really help clear things up here, at least with what's happening today. All right, it'll be fun to hear your version of Stan's version of this tune. Again, great chance to use the, you know, Stan's recordings as guides. Yeah, nice sound of the brass. Nicely in tune. Play all the way through to the end of the phrase. Reserve enough air so you can get to the end, trumpets. Nice job, Bones. Beautiful sound. Balance-wise, I could still maybe use a little more lead, and it'd be nice to have a little more shape to the overall melody. Think about the phrasing. Yeah, Saxon, I like how you're going for a lot of drama in those response lines, really following the shape of the line. That's the right idea. Be nice to hear more of the sax line when the brass is in. Nice to have that balance between the brass and the saxes evened out a little bit. There's some nice melodic material in the saxes that's getting lost. Nice, excellent job, excellent job. Main thing is just overall with the, you know, balance, but beautiful, beautiful sounds, and hats off to you for attacking some very challenging material and of different, very different styles between, you know, Kenton Band and Billy May's version of that old Black Magic, coming up kind of like the bassy tradition.
So thanks for listening to us today. I hope you enjoy Red Clay.
Hi, so I'm eager to hear what's going on with this one. Yeah, just be aware of not covering up the soloist. We want to be able to hear Tom's lines there. Yeah, nice feel on the drums. Yeah, right on. Great placement of those notes on the bass. Yeah, nice job on the melody. I can hear you're working on trying to accent the notes that Freddie accents. I think it could still be more. Careful about backgrounds, covering up the melody. Keep the subdivision in your ear. Jaga daga jaga daga jaga daga jaga daga jaga daga jaga daga daga daga. So kind of compressing some of those beats at the end of that phrase. Shaga daga 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 shaga 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 daga 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 shaga daga daga daga. Okay, Adam. A nice sound. Strong trumpet sound. Be nice to hear you play some of maybe Freddie's ideas. And watch the vibrato. Keep it in control. Nice straight tone. Be nice. Yeah, Adam, the thing for you to do is to really dig in and learn some authentic jazz language. Freddie's a great source, but, you know, so is Kenny Dorham, Clifford Brown, Woody Shaw, and something like this. Roy Hargrove, even. Don't forget about the blues. Keep the background soft enough so we can hear the melody, hear the soloist. Yeah, Tom, keep your ears open to the subdivision in the rhythm section and play right with them in that eighth note feel. Yeah, be careful of the vibrato. And a nice straight tone. It'd be nice to hear some people like make something out of that 2-5 that happens right here. 2-5-1. I haven't heard Adam nor Tom made, you know, anything melodic that helped outline that 2-5-1 there. Section. Still, the focus should be the ride cymbal. That's where the groove is. So, need to hear more of that somehow. So, still less bass, less guitar, less snare drum, more ride cymbal. When it gets covered up like that, can't really tell what the groove is. Good job navigating the feel change there, though. Their tempo stayed really steady. Nice, Ethan. So I know I heard you earlier today. You're a strong player. Keep working. Keep working. Transcribe, transcribe, transcribe. You could go a long way. You've got to have that ammunition in your bag of knowing what vocabulary is there for you to access playing in different jazz settings. Okay, Nick, nice sound developing. Yeah, but I'd encourage you to just go to your list of heroes on jazz tenor saxophone. Is it Dexter? Is it Wayne? Is it Michael Brecker? Is it Chris Potter? Who's your main sound hero? And really work on your sound coming from that place. Where, like, what do I want my sound to be like? And approach it from that side. So you're being informed by the you know, what's characteristic in jazz. I probably wouldn't hear the 2/4 backbeat in the swing section there. But good job navigating the changes in feel again. Your tempo stays very steady. Yeah, nice job. Yeah, very strong band, really interesting repertoire, very well rehearsed. And I like the attitude and spirit that you cats are playing with. It's really interesting music. The main things you want to keep working on are focusing in on what the rhythm section can and should be doing. So just really, rhythm section players really, really focus in on those great jazz rhythm section, jazz rhythm sections, and really study the kinds of things they do and in what situation. Because we're looking for certain kinds of textures and certain kinds of things, certain kinds of rhythms that are characteristic of the tradition of the language. And then secondly, just issues of balance. I think if we maybe even brought down the idea of what our loud is, maybe by 10%, just pull the overall level of sound down, that would help a lot. And then after that, pull the brass down versus the saxes even more, and pull the guitar and bass down compared to the rest of the rhythm section, rest of the band, and let the ride cymbal be more present as part of the overall texture. And then the third thing would be just to have people be digging in more to improvisation and developing authentic jazz language. That's kind of where I'm hearing you're at. You're a strong band and has some really good attitude, and clearly you cats work hard. Those are the kind of the three things I hear where there's probably the best opportunity for a lot of growth quickly with some investment. So I really enjoyed hearing you play. Thanks for being here. Keep up the great work, and I hope to hear you all somewhere down the road. Thanks. Take care.